tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's February 24th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The big news this weekend, of course, Tesla announced Model S and Model X refresh coming later this year. Lars Morve, Vice President of Vehicle Engineering, made the announcement on Ride the Lightning podcast. Just give it a minute. We'll get there, he said. The upgrade a few years ago was bigger than most people thought in terms of architecture and structure. We'll give it some love later this year. Everyone here has a little place in their heart for S and X. They are not going anywhere anytime soon. The executive didn't elaborate on what the update will entail, but we can expect some of the similar features as those introduced in the latest Model 3 and Model Y refresh. It is rare for Tesla to announce upcoming vehicle refreshes or comment on leaks due to the Osborne effect, which occurs when premature discussion of future unavailable products damages sales of existing products, or in this case, when an executive wants to blame the Osborne effect for a decrease in sales that we all know is coming because of the, interesting choices being made by their highly politicized CEO, Elon Musk. And speaking of those highly politicized choices, Tesla protests are gaining momentum while the hate is spreading to Tesla owners. Protests at Tesla stores are gaining momentum across the U.S. as people are fighting back against Elon Musk's government takeover, and the hate is spreading to its owners. That's according to Fred Lambert, our resident Tesla expert. And they've also lost two of their top car designers in the last couple of days, including a founding member of its design studio amid a broader talent exodus, again, following Elon's work in the federal government. After a few years designing concept cars for GM, David Image joined Tesla in 2011 when the automaker was a little-known California company trying to ramp up production of the Roadster and bring Model S, its first EV built from the ground up, to production. He quickly became Tesla's manager of exterior and interior design. Image was promoted to director of design in 2019 and has been credited for several design aspects of the Model 3. Along with Bernard Lee and Franz von Holzhausen, he was one of Tesla's earliest and longest standing car designers. He is now with ARC full time. Looking into Tesla's design team, Electrek also found that another top Tesla car designer whose departure from Tesla went unreported. Bernard Lee came to Tesla from Mazda along with Franz von Holzhausen, Tesla's chief designer, back in 2008. Along with von Holzhausen, he was one of the founding members of Tesla's design studio. His first tenure at Tesla lasted a decade, during which he was credited as leading and supporting designer for many Tesla vehicles. Now, of course, the departure of two key executives, combined with those protests, combined with everything else going on, leads one to wonder what kind of market Tesla's new Model S and Model X will arrive into, if they arrive at all. It's not only an uncertain market that those vehicles are going to be released into, it's a highly competitive one now, and it's getting more competitive by the day. Mercedes-Benz tests the world's first solid-state battery EV with 620 miles of range. They're calling that the holy grail of EV batteries. BMW is also vowing that its next-generation EV batteries will slash cost and boost range by 30%, again, without solid-state batteries. And Sony Honda are coming out with their new sedan, which they first showed at the CES show back in 2020. This is a kind of questionable take. It's a little bit long in the tooth already. I feel like we've all gotten used to this design over the last 5 years. But at the end of the day, no matter how you slice it, the Model S has a lot more competition today than it did back when it was originally introduced. And that's not just here in the US, but globally as well. In China, smartphone maker Huawei has introduced the Maestro sedan, which it says is going to challenge Maybach and Rolls-Royce with up to 852 horsepower in the home market of China. Well-heeled buyers will get a choice of EREV or pure battery electric powertrains good for between 480 and 852 all-electric horsepower. 32 ADAS sensors, including both radar and LiDAR, complement a suite of cameras analyzing the road ahead and feeding data to Huawei's ADS road perception system, which is constantly adjusting torque distribution, suspension compression and rebound, and front and rear steering to deliver a tech-driven chauffeur experience that Huawei says is second to none. The digital chauffeur is also pretty handy when the weather goes sideways, with the company saying the Maestro sensors can help it increase detection distance in rain, fog, and dust by 60% compared to the benchmark system they tested, while delay was reduced by 40%. In the event a collision is unavoidable, the car can adjust its stance, seating position, raise the windows, and unlock the central locking control to enable outside help to open the doors. Following the collision, the Maestro switches the redundant power supply and calls for help as well. Finally, reports indicate that the S800 supports 800-volt high-voltage system in some trims, suitable for 6C charging, which means it can be energized with up to 390 kilowatts of charging power, taking just 10.5 minutes to charge the 66 kilowatt hour battery in the EREV version from 10% to 80%. The Maestro S800 will enter the Chinese market in May of this year with a price between 1 and 1.5 million yuan, about $135,000 starting, which puts it right there in that Model S category as well. Now, this thing is really, really sparkly. It's got a lot of those features that you typically see in Rolls-Royce and Bentleys, including that fiber optic headliner. You've got literal crystals in the front and rear lights. You've got crystals embedded in the door handles, and you've got sparkling LED displays around the car to illuminate its presence as it arrives on wet concrete. There's a ton of great photos there in the source link. We'll have that in the show notes. So definitely go check out that car and let us know what you think of it. And if you can't wait for any of those future cars, you're ready to buy a car right now, be sure to take advantage of these 0% financing deals in February 2025. I added two more this weekend, one from Mazda, one for Mitsubishi. There's a whole bunch in there, so definitely be sure to check those out. Once again, the links will be in the show notes. Now, finally, you know, we like to end these talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about grid resilience. This is no different. Volvo Penta is going to show off its new BESS subsystem at Bauma 2025. Volvo says its new modular BESS subsystem will enable other OEMs and third-party systems integrators to seamlessly deploy electric power and meet the ever-exceeding energy needs in construction and mining. Our modular and scalable battery electric platform is designed to support the electrification ecosystem, combining high-performance drivelines with the crucial energy storage subsystems for efficient charging and operation in construction and mining. That's according to Hannes Norgren, president of Volvo Penta Industrial. We want to meaningfully collaborate with our customers on value-added customization that will enable them to stay productive, efficient, and future-ready. The Penta substation at Bauma will be built around the company's Cube battery pack, an energy-dense solution with a favorable C-rate designed to make it easy for BESS manufacturers to offer more compact job site solutions capable of charging and discharging energy with high levels of speed and efficiency, enabling both stationary and mobile BESS configurations that can change and grow to meet the evolving needs of a given asset fleet or project. A Volvo Penta developed DC to DC converter changes the voltage from the Cube battery pack 600 volt into a lower voltage 24 volt for powering auxiliary devices and portable offices. That's all we've got for today, February 24th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you can find out all the latest craziness that's happening in the world of EVs. And it is just way too crazy and getting crazier every day. You will watch all of this turn gray, I'm sure, in the next couple of months. So enjoy that.